We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Chav Vav in the Mechaber. Im Oisi is Shel Shem, Dvuk Oisi Yochel Lehafridam. If the letters of Hashem Hashem are touching each other, it can be separated. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? Dvuk Ois, Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata, it doesn't make a difference where the Negia is, if it's at the top of the letter or the bottom of the letter. V'hani Mili, what's that talking about? Shenidbeku Beis Aksiva. If the negia happened while the letter was being written, avalam nidbeku la'achar gemar ha'ksiva, but if the letters touched after it was written, aser la'afridam, in that case, it's aser to be mafrid the negia v'ayin b'bir halacha. We saw in the Keseh HaSeifer that he argues on this halacha, that one can fix the negia, one can separate the negia, even if it happened la'achar ksiva. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Kuf Chav Zayin, La'afridam, Ve'ein Bay Mishum Iser Mechika, Kevan Shemitakin Bezeh, and that, you're going to ask Akasha, how can the Mechaber allow you to separate the Negiah, it's an Iser of Mechika's Hashem, which is either an Iser D'Arais or an Iser D'Rabbanan, depending on the case, how can the Mechaber be Matir such a thing? So he says the reason is, because this is not Mechika, this is Tikkun. And certainly if the Shem Hashem is touching other letters, certainly you can erase from the other letters in order to create a separation. Take off entirely from the other letter, and you don't take off anything from the Shem Hashem, that's for sure going to be mutter. Ber hetiv b'shem shirei knesset gdeila. Mashakaz b'shasat chak. This that it sounds from him like this can only be done b'shasat chak. Ze einoi. That's not correct. It's not only b'shasat chak. It's even if it's not a shasat chak. Says the Bir Halacha. Im oisi shel shem. If the letters of a shem are touching. Ayin Mishnah Berurah shekasavti v'hani mili shenidbeku be'es haksiva. I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah that this is when it touched b'shas ksiva, but if it touched la'achar ksiva, you wouldn't be able to erase the negiyah, the Mishnah Berurah said. So noida b'Yehuda b'chelik yaradeya b'simen kuf samach test. That's where I got it from. U'kamay shakosav sham hatam, d'shema halacha k'teretz sheni shalabais yosef. And the noida b'Yehuda explains, because maybe the halacha is like the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, d'loy boi mukaf gvil, rak b'es haksiva, that you only need hakafas gvil b'shas ksiva. V'nirli poshut, then it seems to me obvious, in the stapik emes nasa adibuk, what if you don't know when the negia happened? So then yachal afridei mitam svek sveka. Then, knows even though we said that if it happened la'achar ksiva, you can't fix it, cannot fix it, but if you don't know when it happened, then you would be able to fix it, because you have a svek sveka, the shema nasa beis haksiva. Maybe it happened b'shas ksiva and you're allowed to erase it. V'im tirtzaloymar, t'nasa achakach, and even if you're going to say it happened afterwards, shema halacha k'teretz rishon, shela beis yosef le'el b'sif tezayin, the benegia ein chiluk, that maybe you're going to paskin like the first teretz of the beis yosef, that by negia it's a psul, whether it happened before or after. V'afilu la'machmirin b'svek sveka b'isim mechika. And even if you're going to say that lagabe yinisa d'ayraisa of mechikas Hashem, you need to be machmer even by a svek sveka, yesh lahakal bazeh, this case is better. Lefima shekosef shama naidi b'Yehuda, t'memoichek miktsas ois v'adayin nishir tzirasa yolov, ein chayim bazeh mishum moichek, v'rak midir abonon. Ein chanami, if it's yinisa d'ayraisa, you would have to be machmer even on a svek sveka. But over here, perhaps, but over here, where it's yinisa d'rabonon, and you have a svek sveka, so for sure you would be able to be mekel. Achakach matzasi kein bez Hashem Yisbarach b'sefer Yeshua's Yaakov, that he also says that one would be able to be meichik in a case of a svek sveka, in a case of a sofik when the negia happened. Says the mechaber Sif Chav Zayin, oisius v'tevish nimchaku k'tzas, if you have letters or words that have begun to fade. Imri Shuma Nikar Kol Kach Shetinek Delay Chacham Lay Tibesh Yachal Akroisam. If it's not faded so much, in other words, if it's still recognizable to a tinek, it's not faded that badly, then Mutter Lahaver Kulmas Aleh. In such an instance, it would be Mutter to be Maver Kulmas on the ice, Lahate Vaksav Lachadshai, Vlahaver Shalik Asidron, and that would not be Shalik Asidron as long as the letter still has the Roshim of the Dioi. says the Mishnah Brurah, if cotton kuf chaf ches, shenimchaku ktsas, they started to fade. Pirush, shehalach me'ala oisis ktsas mer hadyo shelahen, a little bit of the color has begun to fade. V'im b'tchila saksiva loyaya hadyo shachar, what if it wasn't black already from the beginning? Eladoyme lelovon, it's like a grayish color, shehucha merisoi, oila odoyme, or it looks like red. V'tzarech lahavir aleim kulmas, havei shalik esidron, then it would be shalik esidron. Aval behaida shulchan aruch, but in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, loy mikri shalik esidron, kevin shagam ashav akshavu kosher. Even now, it's kosher, because it's still rishumai nikr, the dyoi, the reishim of the dyoi, is still nikr. U'mashem oisef olav, and this that you're adding to it, ene yela mishamrei, you're just guarding it, shalay yismachik yoiser, lest it become more faded. Bamedvar mamurim kishem miktas tzeva adyoi kayam. That's when it's still a shtickel black. Avalam kofatz kol adyoi me'aklaf v'loi nisharak reshim admumis. But if the entire letter fell off of the klaf and all you have is the rust color underneath me'achaluda shel adyoi, from the rust, so to speak, of the dyoi, kishem maver kulmas aleim, if you're going to be maver kulmas harezer shalik esidron, that would be a psul. L'fikach, therefore, im niklaf mimiktsas erich avov ktsas dyoi, if a very common case in old ksavim, the bottom of the vav, the dyoi has popped off the klaf, v'nisharak reshim achaluda b'maisei makim, and all you have is a rusty stain in that spot, utzrichen laharoisei letinik, im yesh b'chelek ha'elya in shir vav, and now, so you have to tzorich l'chaseis l'chelek ha'tachtein shalo yitzarfei letinik, you have to cover the bottom of the vav, which is not kosher dyoi b'chlal, and only show him the top, because you don't want the tinik to attach, so to speak, visually, the bottom of the vav, which is not black, with the top of the vav, which is black. And this is similar to what we discussed in Sifkot Memches. The Prima Godim holds that even if you mamish have dyoi on the klaf, just the top part came off and it's still red, have a shalik esidron, that would be shalik esidron. The oidem ain't kosher l'tfilin, because tfilin need to be black. Tfilin cannot be red. Aval chasam sefer b'chelik yeredei b'simin reishon nun vav, polagolov, but the chasam sefer argues, the sefer, and he says, the im hashinei l'admumis hu machmas yoishen arei hu kosher. The chasam sefer says, it depends when it turned red. If it only turned red because of age, then it's going to be kosher. Shareyu nechta b'dyoi, because it was written b'dyoi. Ulahachi nemra halacha lichta b'dyoi, and the halacha to write with dyoi is referring to the shas ksiva. Lahiris the tzrichei rakli kosei b'dyoi, that you have to write with dyoi. But kach da'aga shal roiv dyoi, l'shkashiyazkin yichemer isai. But the nature of dyoi is that over time it fades, v'yishapach ktsas l'adamdom, and it turns a reddish tinge. V'nasa ke'ein mara, Shakurin b'loshen Ashkenaz brown, and it has when you combine black and red, what do you get? You get brown. Mikol makim toiv la'avir b'kulmas. But even according to the Chasam Sefer, it's good to be ma'avir kulmas on the letters. V'afilu b'shem es hakdoshim, and even by Hashem Hashem karev levadei l'mutter. The pashtus is that it's going to be mutter k'dyoy al gabei dyoy. It's a case where you're writing dyoy on top of dyoy. The ein kan mechika, that there's no shaila of mechikas Hashem in such a case. What he means to say is that you would have thought that if you're doing black on top of red, so it's like you're erasing the red Shem Hashem. He says, no, it's the same as black on top of black, which is going to be mutter. V'im nishtana lo yedem mamish. But what about a case where it didn't turn this brownish tinge, this reddish tinge? Rather, the oisius mamish turned red. She'ein kein darken shel stam dyoi. That's not normal. Ayafilu rakla admumis, or even a shade of red, rakshin ishtana miyad, mayer lachar aksiva, but it happened immediately and not after many years. In either one of those two cases, ain't takana loisa sefer Torah. Such a sefer Torah cannot be fixed, shanira she'ene machmas yoshen, because you see that it didn't happen because of age. Well, karchach yesh chisarin bikar adyoi, and the dyoi that the sefer is using is faulty dyoi. It's using improper ingredients. V'alkein pasul mei karas asujdiyoi is entirely pasul kilo nechtav bidyoi, because it wasn't written bidyoi, u'bashem is ozer lehaver el of diyoi, and by Hashem it would taka be ozer to go over it with diyoi. Ayin sham, take a look in the Chassam Sefer, shemarech b'kol zeh, milsa b'taima, where he explains himself. Se'if chav ches in the Mechaber, yesh li zor shalei yikonis reish halamed ba'avir ha'hei. Sefer has to be careful that the reish of the lamed from the bottom line should not go into the hay of the line above it. Oyaches afilu b'loi negia, even if it's not touching, it still shouldn't invade the airspace of the hay or the ches. Says the Mishnah Berura, se'if katan kuf chav tes shalei yikonis, afilu kol shehu, shouldn't even go in a drap, reish halamed b'shura shalamala himena. Shouldn't go into the line above it at all. V'hu adin b'chav pshuta, same would apply by a chav pshuta, kadaima, shalei yikonis b'shura shalamata, b'is tes v'ayinu kadaima. Shouldn't invade the airspace of the ayin or the tes, which is underneath it. Rather, the letters should always stay on their respective lines and not invade other letters. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan kuf lamed b'avir ha'hei, doesn't just have to be the hay or the ches above it. The same would apply to an aleph or a tough on the line above it. You have to be extra cautious that it doesn't go into a dalet or a resh, because then it's going to look like a hay. Kuf lamed aleph, oya ches. It shouldn't go into the airspace of the ches. And the same would apply, as we said in Kuf Chav Tes, that, I'm sorry, this is a different halacha. He's saying, Stamazai, the same would apply that the Reish of the Lamed shouldn't go in to the airspace of a Chav Pshuta, just like it shouldn't go into a Dalet or a Reish. You could look at maybe Sifkot and Kuf Lamed Beis. This comes from the Chuvas Merim Brisk. V'chein Hekel B'zeh HaGoyner B'kivye Eger B'chidush of B'dievet, that he says, Avadah shouldn't go in, but L'maisa, if it did go in, Rabbi Kivye Eger holds, one could be mekel in a bidyeved dika case. Kuf lamed beis b'loy negia, shouldn't go in even in a case where it's not going to be touching. Tibinegia b'lavachi pasul mishum chesaron hakavas gvil. If it's touching, says the Mishnah Berurah Avad, it's going to be pasul. You have a different problem of hakavas gvil. Umashma milashin hashulchan aruch the kasev sheyesh li zoyer from the lashon of the mechaber who doesn't say it's pasul. He just says you should be cautious about it. Tadafka lechatchila, you should be cautious lechatchila, avaloi liyikuv b'diavad, but it's not ma'akiv. V'hani mili shalei nechnes b'inyin sheyi pasid tzurasayis al yedei zet, that's talking when it wasn't mafsid the tzurasayis by going into it. Kevin shenichnes rak ma'at, because it's just going in a little bit. Avalam nechnes kol kach b'inyin shenishtana tzurasayis, but if it's going in so much that the letter on the upper line is now a shinei tzurash, a tinik lechachem leitipish, im nechasa leishita atachtoina shaloi yehei nire rak reish halamed v'loi guf halamed lo yakir ha'is mahu, if it's going in so much that if he covers from underneath the dalet or the reish or the ches or the hey or the endachaf that the tinik is not even going to recognize it as the letter, have a shini tzuris ha'isu pasal, that's good already, that's no good, that's going to be a psul. V'gam lo yitzuri by tikkun, nor can it be fixed, Mishum Shalaika Sidran, because you have a problem of Shalaika Sidran. Chain, Vichol Shekain, and certainly Im Nichnas Reish Alamed, Betoy Chalal Dalet Ay Reish, Veneris Kehei, the Apostle. So I'm sorry, before I included the Dalet and the Reish, I should not have. But he says, Avad, if it goes into the Dalet and the Reish, that's for sure going to be Apostle. Ve'enem El Bezek Kriyas Tenek Ahigen, Sharei Einenu Reish, and Shtan Al Yedei Zelo Yisacher. Because we see that it's not a Dalet or a Reish anymore, it turned into a Hey. So that, for sure, is nothing to talk about, then avada would be a psul gomor.